As some of you may have remembered, the elders spent approximately a year working on membership for Zion through a number of processes, including your feedback as well. And we're able to move that into adoption last, I think it was in the parking lot, and I remember that. We voted and approved it back then. And so this is the type of day that we are extremely excited about in terms of receiving members. Let me just share with you some contextual pieces to remind you of what we as a body have adopted and believed to be important. There were several themes that came out as we responded to your input, and I want to give special thank you to Monica Campaneri, Paul Lehman, and Sarah Piper for the work that they contributed as we worked through this. The themes that came through for Zion Mennonite Church in terms of membership include: we value believers' baptism as a personal commitment to follow Jesus. We desire regular attendance, implying that we really miss one another when we can't be present. We value learning about Mennonite Anabaptist and Zion Mennonite Church theological underpinnings more than expecting everyone to believe the same thing about these tenets. We desire one another's willingness to become involved in congregational life. We respect voting and the importance of one another's voice in decision making. As we reflected upon that, we acknowledge that congregational membership is a public and formal declaration of one's commitment to a particular body of believers, this body at Zion. We believe that our mission should be our focus. Our desire is to move beyond a transactional definition of membership toward a missional definition of membership. Being a member of Zion is a part of each one of our own personal ministry to one another and to the world. And so, anyone who has or is willing to experience believers' baptism, has made a commitment to follow Christ, and desires to join others in this context in worshiping God, nurturing faith, ministering love, and sharing hope with neighbors near and far, is welcome at Zion Mennonite Church. And so we celebrate today a formal commitment to what we have already known about Ben and Kathy and Joe's commitment to each one of you, to me, as we celebrate that together. Scriptures refer, as Paul has already mentioned several times, to this body, and I want to share several from Romans and Philippians prior to our first story, and you will see that we will be hearing stories and singing songs as we get to know and to celebrate Ben, Kathy, and Joe's joining us. For just as each of us have one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. And if it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united in Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being in one in spirit and one in mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of the other. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Look forward to our sharing of stories and our singing this morning.
Thank you for acknowledging and accepting Kathy and I at this time as members. Paul, you said that we celebrate, that you celebrate the new babies as they come So I appreciate the recognition of this old baby, because at the age of 70, I'm fast approaching the time of again wearing diapers. Well, my name is Ben Risser. I will read my faith journey story here so that I don't get off track and start adding to the number of words that I've been allotted to give. I invited Jesus into my heart at the tender age of 11. I was baptized and joined the church. And it was a thing to do at that age, and it was expected. But I was sincere, and I meant it. But I was scared of two things. One was God, and the other was hell. I didn't want one to know me, and I didn't want to go to the other. So my early years were spent building a public persona of piety, having the answers and performing as a good Christian was expected to behave. But I had two selves, the public facade which people saw and that I meticulously cared for to appear pious, righteous, and competent. And this fed my ego and sense of worth. My self-esteem was tied up with pleasing people and being of assistance. The second was my real self, who I was inside. And there was a lot of dissonance in my life trying to manage these two selves. The result of hiding and trying to manage on my own led to grievous sins against Kathy, myself, my family, and my God. Life and my sins have humbled and broken me beyond what I could mend, manage, put back together, or make right. And it was devastating to acknowledge that reality. My competence and self-sufficiency failed me and was exposed as inadequate. However, it was also the beginning of healing and the integration of myself into a more whole and unified person. I came to a greater understanding of God's mercy and grace through the love and forgiveness Kathy so graciously gifted me. She was Jesus with skin on. My fear and hiding from God was transformed with love and a growing desire for God to know all of me. My Christian life has never been one of ascending to higher levels and heights of righteousness. Rather, it's more like an archaeological dig. It is a descent into ever lower layers and layers being unearthed and being exposed to the light. And that is scary and hard work, but worth the effort for wholeness and healing to occur. At this stage of maturity, I accept ambiguity, mystery, and paradox. I hold my convictions lightly. I wrestle with sins of the heart more than those of overt actions. They are not as evident, and I can still hide them, which is why I confess them to you, and also to dismantle pedestals that I'm tempted to crawl up upon. I can be very stingy and less than generous with my time and resources. I'm self-centered. I can be critical and judging, unforgiving and petty. I am beset with pride. And this is manifested by things like not asking for help, being self-sufficient, saying I can manage this and handle it myself. So I stand before you blemished, weak, damaged, and a hypocrite. Yet because of the unsurpassing love of Jesus and his sacrifice, I stand before God without blemish, washed clean and without accusation, a beloved child. I have been gifted with the righteousness of Christ. I am a jar of clay through which the light of Jesus leaks out through the cracks. I am learning to live in grace, to grow in the likeness of Jesus, desiring to have the mind of Christ and to emulate him as an image bearer of God. And I want that same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead to be at work in me, enabling life and courageous witness. I desire to be with a community of wounded walkers on this journey of faith, where together we share the joys and sorrows, the pain and mystery, the trials and triumphs, the failures and surprises of grace, and together ministering the love and grace of Jesus to those who may have lost their way, their hope, their joy, and are in need of redemption and restoration, just as I have experienced. So thank you for accepting me and for extending the invitation to join with you in this adventure of faith.
Please turn to, there is a change. I actually asked for song selections from each of the new members, and this one did not quite make it into the bulletin. So we're going to sing number 703 in Voices Together, Rain Down. This is Ben's selection.
Rain down, rain down, rain down. Good morning. I'm Kathy. It was in 2004 I was standing here saying goodbye to a congregation that we had been a part of for 20 years. This morning, I will share parts of my spiritual journey. I was raised in a Christian home and involved in the Mennonite Church all my life. I accepted Christ at camp around the age of 14. After getting married, Ben and I served in voluntary service from 1975 to 1977. That was a time of sorting through my beliefs and values as we connected to others outside the church. I felt a sense of stretching with new teaching from Scripture I had heard so often growing up. We then moved to this area for Ben to finish his undergrad. 3 weeks after moving here, Heather joined our family of three. We decided to attend Zion because family was already here, and also having a newborn is not a time to go looking for another church. And then 4 weeks after Ben's graduation, we gave birth to our third daughter, Alicia. Of course, you may wonder about our planning or lack thereof. I was feeling spiritually dry, having a young family, finishing school, and then working at the hospital. I had always sensed God's presence and held on to the hope that this stage of my life would not last forever. I was also feeling more disconnected to Zion than feeling connected. As Ben was finishing seminary for pastorate, I felt a readiness to move on. The years of being involved in ministry at Ridgeway were meaningful. It was a time of building rich relationships, being involved in two significant Bible studies with other women. They opened opportunity for study and also for understanding God's word. My relationship with the Lord was deepening. I was learning more about myself and the triune God that lives within me. I was becoming more the woman God desired for me to be, loving myself for who I am. Those were years of personal and spiritual growth. And during our time at Ridgeway, we enjoyed hosting most all the families that had attended Ridgeway. There were also families in the neighborhood that we enjoyed getting to know. Upon selling our house and moving to Broadway, I had not imagined Zion to be a congregation to return to. We prayed and we trusted that God would guide us in making that decision. When we visited Zion, we were warmly welcomed. I had a sense of peace. The Spirit was actively working in me, planting a seed of desire to return to Zion. We appreciate Pastor Sarah and Pastor Lori's leadership. We are excited about the young families who are involved in leadership in various ways. There are new faces I'm trying to put names to. We are involved in a small group and are integrating ourselves into the life of the congregation. Thank you for welcoming us as you have. What we know that this is where we are to be. I know that God will continue to grow me. The Lord is present in this place, and that is where I want to be.
Kathy has selected number 670. In the bulb, there is a flower.
Fruits of living bread. Lori and I have been attending Zion for about 7 years now, and like we often say, time goes by fast when you look back on it. During this time, we have experienced a variety of seasons of life, both on a personal level, having a young family with two young kids, and also on a church level. It has been neat to see Lori embracing a role here and to support her in that. This is not something that is taken for granted. When it comes to roles, it's sometimes funny how we make our different assumptions. As legend has it, when I was about 4 years old and probably at a very similar age to Ezra, I was riding with my mom on the truck during harvest, and as we got out to the field, I turned to my mom and said, "Mom, why aren't you at home making supper?" The eyes of a child. When I graduated high school in Nebraska, I had known one place as home. As a part of one town of 1,000 people, one K-12 public school of 350 kids, and one big church of about 500 my entire upbringing, in a small Mennonite town that, oddly enough, settled when a group of people came from the breadbasket of Europe in Ukrainian Russia. I remember as a five-year-old in 1987 when we celebrated our town's 100-year centennial. Our story as a community and a body of believers believing the nonviolent example of Jesus was something that was very real to me in my upbringing. When I went to Heston College after high school, I was pushed to look at the story of God's people in a new way. The ups and downs and moments of crisis throughout the Old Testament, into the New Testament, and who we are as a people today. At the same time in college, for all the feel-good, joy, and nostalgia of my church upbringing, I struggled to understand a breakdown of a tight-knit community in my home church and feelings of wounds and betrayal. I scrapped prior plans and after Heston came to EMU. I have now lived in Virginia for half my life. I spent most of my adult life feeling the hope and love of Jesus alongside me in my life, yet stiff-arming how much I really want to participate in church. Power dynamics are hard, and sometimes it's hard to step back into the ring after a couple black eyes. Working a trade in construction in a growing area as diverse as it is, I interact with a lot of people that the church is very unlikely to interact with inside its walls, but certainly not unfamiliar with God. A lot of people are just trying to survive with what life has dealt them, including myself. And I wrestle with Matthew 25 frequently, where we are challenged with the task of not overlooking those who are hungry, who are thirsty, a stranger, who are sick, or the imprisoned. I want to continue to be a part of this community, talk about the hard things with respect, and to challenge my faith in God so it can grow deep.
Ben, Kathy, and Joe, thank you for entrusting these pieces of your story with us. It is exciting to hear how God is at work in each of you. Thank you. I also want to say we welcome you into membership at Zion. You know this, but I want to say it. At this time, I invite us to turn together to Voices Together, number 961, now in your pews. And let's stand together in body or in spirit to say these words of commitment to Ben, Kathy, and Joe. Number 961. We have witnessed your commitment to Christ, and we recognize you as members in this congregation. We welcome you with joy as companions on the journey of faith. We commit ourselves to fellowship and worship, service and witness as partners in God's mission. We receive you as Christ has received us. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We have a small gift of welcome for each of you to show our gratitude for your partnering with us in mission. So, for Ben, and I invite you to pull these out and show the congregation the gift you chose.
The ceramic pieces of Ben and Kathy's are made by Brenda Fairweather, and Joe selected the Unity candle. Let's celebrate with a round of applause. I especially appreciate the last line in the commitment we read from Voices Together, that we receive you as Christ has received us. We look forward to this journey together as imperfect people, loved by God. Zion is a place where we have the joy of belonging to Christ and to each other in all our diversity. This is a place where we seek to do the difficult work of deep listening. Even as we do so imperfectly, we persevere. And this is a place where we have experienced God's steadfast love that unites us. May God's continued generous grace fix our eyes on Jesus and continue growing our faith, hope, and love here in this place for the world. After the worship service, Ben and Kathy and Joe will be in the foyer. There may be some excitement about the gifts, the small gifts that will be given in honor of all the mothers for Mother's Day, or to all the women for Mother's Day. So amidst that flurry of excitement that may or may not be happening, I invite you to intentionally seek out Ben and Kathy and Joe and welcome them to Zion. Thank you, Linda.